בוקר טוב לכולם, אנחנו נמצאים ערב ט"ו בשבט. And we will try, בעזרת השם, to see the inside and the essence of this special day, what we're going to celebrate tonight and tomorrow. Torah tells us, וכי תבוא אל הארץ ונטעתם כל עץ מאכל והרלתם מורלתו את פריו, שלוש שנים יהיה לכם הרלים, לא יאכל. חזל tells us about this posuk something very interesting. We know we have special mitzvah to following after הקדוש ברוך הוא, שנאמר והלכת בדרכיו. מה הוא רחום? אף אתה רחום. מה הוא חנון? אף אתה חנון. To try to following after Hashem. Part of this mitzvah, חזל tells us, is a midrash, רבי דבר רבי סימון פתח, אחרי השם אלוקיכם תלכו. What is mean, אחרי השם אלוקיכם תלכו? How we can follow after Hashem? מתחילת בריאתו של עולם לא נתעסק הקדוש ברוך הוא אלא במתת תחילה. הקדוש ברוך הוא, when he created the world, what he do in the beginning, he plant tree, שנאמר והייתה השם אלוקים גן בעדן. אף אתם כשנכנסים לארץ לא תתעסקו אלא במתת תחילה. הדא עוד הכתיב וכי תבוא אל הארץ ונטעתם. As Chazal come and teach us, one of the way for us to following after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we land in Eretz Israel, immediately we need to plant tree. Because this is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do immediately after He creates the world. Vayita Hashem gan be'eden. And the question is, if this is what we need to do, why over 99% of the people, when they land in Eretz Israel, they not run immediately to plant trees? People plant trees in Eretz Israel. No question. But 99%, probably more, don't run immediately to plant trees. If this is what Chazal come and tells us, אף אתם כשנכנסים לארץ, לא תתעסקו אלא במתה תחילה. My first question is, what exactly Chazal want for us when they say to us we need immediately when we land in Eretz Israel to plant tree? What stay behind this? This is our first question. Second question, Tu Bishvat, tonight, tomorrow, Rosh Hashanah Leilanot. Why? The Gemara tells us in the third paragraph in Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudaled, Be'echad Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Leilan, מהייתה מאמר רבי לזר, אמר רב הושעיה, הועיל ויצאו רוב גשמי שנה. Most of the rain behind us. Obviously we talk in ארץ ישראל. And Rashi explain, in four paragraphs, כבר הועיל ויצאו רוב גשמי שנה, שכבר עבר רוב ימות הגשמים. Most of the rain behind us, what we say before, שהוא זמן רביעה, ועלה שרף באילנות, ונמצאו הפירות חנותים מעטה. Is mean, when we go outside into בשבט, in ארץ ישראל, we can see on the tree, the beginning of the new fruit. The beginning of the new fruit. This is ט"ו בשבט. Is my question is, if ט"ו בשבט is the beginning of the new fruit, why we celebrate ט"ו בשבט in the way what we eat a lot of fruit? The celebration with food need to take place in Tetvav Besivan, Tetvav Betamuz, in the middle of the summer, what everybody has so much food in the house, you walk in the field, you see so much food on the trees. This is the time to appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us and to celebrate with food. But why in ט"ו בשבט, in the middle of the winter, we see only the beginning of the new fruit on the tree? This is the time to celebration with fruit. This is not the right time. The time is when we will see the fruit later, few months after, in the middle of the summer. And my second question is, why Tu Bishvat? Well, this is beginning of, we see on the tree the beginning of the new fruit. Why we celebrate this with fruit, what we eat? We're supposed to be to celebration with fruit, not in Tu Bishvat, to celebrate this in the middle of the summer, in the right time. This is our second question. And our third question is, every time when we eat fruit from Shivat Aminim, we eat cake, when we end, we say Bracha Me'in Shalosh, Alam Ichya. What we say in this Bracha, in fifth paragraph, Ve'al Tnuvat HaSadeh, Ve'al Eretz Chemda Tova Urchava, Eretz Chemda Tova Urchava, Sheratzita Ve'inchalta La'avoteinu. What is the goal? Why you give us Eretz Israel? If you can put line, Le'chol Mipiria. It means the goal of Eretz Israel is what? Le'chol Mipiria. Not only this, we look later. Uvnei Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh B'mera B'yameinu. But it's not enough. Ve'aleinu L'tocha, this also not enough. Ve'samcheinu B'binyana, also not enough. And above all this, what is the goal? Venuchal Mipiria. And my last question is, what is mean the goal of Eretz Israel, of Yerushalayim, of Beis Hamikdash? Above all this is Venuchal Mipiria. Adirabah. Everyone knows the famous Chazal. When Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to Kadosh Baruch Hu 515 tefillot to cross the Yarden River, to walk into Eretz Israel. Keminyan va'et chanan. And Chazal come and tells us, v'chi le'echol mipiria u'mikesh. When Moshe Rabbeinu really want to cross Yarden River and to walk to Eretz Israel, he really want to eat from the fruit. He want to make mitzvahs. He want to have what Eretz Israel can give and other place cannot give him. It's a spirituality aspect. And here, we find something very interesting. In Matbea of Broche, what Chazal say to us to say, we find above Yerushalayim, Bet HaMikdash, etc., above everything is Venuchal Mipiria. Is our last question is, what is mean the goal of all Eretz Israel, Yerushalayim, Bet HaMikdash, above everything is Venuchal Mipiria. This is the three questions, what we want to try to explain, and this special day, day before Tu Bishvat, and to get great insight about the celebration of Tu Bishvat, what we're going to celebrate in Mirza Hashem tonight, tomorrow, and we will see for sure how this is relevant for us, for not only this special day, Tu Bishvat, to all our daily life. Is again short and clear. Question number one is, Chazal tells us, one of the way to follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when we land in Eretz Israel, immediately we need to plant tree. Because this is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do immediately after he creates the world. Vayita Hashem gan be'eden, af atem kshebaim la'aretz, al titasku ela b'mata tchila. Plant tree immediately. Sheneemar ki tabo el haaretz uneta atem kol etzis. My question is, what is mean when we land in Eretz Israel? What we need to do immediately to plant tree. Second question. The Gemara tells us Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilanot, Rashi explained, because this is the beginning of the new fruit what start to growing on the tree. And the question is, why is the beginning of the new fruit what start to growing in the tree? We celebrate with fruit what we eat in this day. Adirabah, we're supposed to be to celebrate with fruit when? In the summer. When we really have all the fruit. And the last question is, we find in Bracha Me'in Shalosh, the goal of Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, above everything is, Menuchal Mipiria. What is mean? What exactly Chazal want to teach us? To answer these three questions, we will start from the beginning, and we will see something, Pil A, Pil A, Pil A, Pil A. When we look in the creation of this world. We find every day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates something, the Torah says to us, Vayomer Elokim. Vayomer Elokim, and he creates what he creates. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to create Adam, the Torah tells us in paragraph 6, Vayitzer, if you can put line, Hashem Elokim. Hashem Elokim את האדם. עפר מן האדמה. ויפר באפר משמת חיים, וידם לנפש חיים. Exactly say, סליחה, פסוק ת', ויתה השם אלוקים גן בעדן. פסוק ת', ויצמח השם אלוקים מן האדמה כל עץ נחמד למראה. וטוב למאכל. Is mean, we see clearly in חזה, הנה איזה פסוקים, only when הקדוש ברוך הוא create אדם. And he create the tree, we use the word Hashem Elokim. Not only Elokim, Hashem Elokim. Why? Because when we look on the tree, we find what is unique about tree, completely different from everything what growing in the nature is. When you take seed, you plant the seed in the ground, the seed disappears, and the vegetable growing. Something else come out. You take animals. Shor molit shor. Chamor molit chamor. Every animal, when you bring other generation, is exactly the same animals. Look exactly the same. Nothing different. Tree, you can see the tree, and every year he make fruit. The tree still stay, and he makes something different. Not saying something different, but he himself still stay. Seed, what happened to the seed is disappear, and something completely else come out and you don't see the seed. Never. Tree, you can see the tree outside all the time, and he makes something new. Fruit and fruit. Exactly same. Adam. Kodesh Baruch Hu create us same how we create the tree. Exactly same. When the pasuk say ki adam etz asadeh, is not sticker to put on the car. Ki adam etz asadeh is mean our mirror. This is a tree, because exactly same. We stay and we make fruit, not only to build new generation, but this is obviously also everything what we do in our life is to build and create and to build, and we stay and we build something new and we do something new. From this reason, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Adam, pilei pleim, he create Adam בצלם אלוקים. Yes? צלם, זגרה tells us, בגימטריה עץ. צלם, בגימטריה עץ. To show us, we similar to the tree. But only with one difference. The source, the root of the tree is in the ground. The root of us is in the oven, בשמיים. This is what the Maharal say in paragraph 7. כי באמת האדם נקרא עץ השדה. דכתיב כי האדם עץ השדה. רק שהוא אילן הפוך. Is opposite tree. כי שורשו, כי העץ, שורשו למטה. תקוע בארץ. ואילו האדם, שורשו, הוא הראש. למעלה. והידיים הם ענפי האילן. והרגליים הם ענפים על ענפים. גופו עיקר האילן. ולמה הוא אילן הפוך? Why we opposite tree? כי העץ שורשו למטה. מפני כי חיותו מן האדמה. The tree growing only because he, the root connect to the ground. ולשם פונה שורשו, לקבל חיותו מן האדמה. והאדם חיות נפשו מן השמיים. חיות נפשו מן השמיים. ממילא, האדם הוא עץ הפוך. Now, אם כך, we continue to the next step. When we do what we supposed to be to do, what kind of food we eat? Fruit. פרי העץ. ומכל פרי העץ אשר בתוך הגן, אכול תאכל. When we not do what we supposed to be to do, what kind of food? What kind of food we eat? Grass. after Adam eat from the tree, the Torah tells us in paragraph 8, פסוק י"ח, וקוץ ודרדר תצמיח לך ואכלת את עשב השדה. And Chazal tells us about this, Adam in shock, he said, wow, from now I go to eat with same plate what my donkey eat. He eat grass and I also go to eat grass. Exactly same. Is what is mean? The Torah come and teach us. When we see what kind of food we eat, this is reflection and what status we stay. If we eat priyaetz, we know we do exactly what we need to do. If chas v'chalila, time come, what we need to eat, what? Esev ha-sadeh, is mean we stay in the wrong place. The food show us our condition. Exactly same, the Mishnah saying Masechet Sota. The Torah tells us in paragraph 9, when somebody feel his wife go with somebody else, he take his wife to the Kohen to overhaul the process of Sota. Is the Torah say, V'hivih ha'ish et ishto el ha'kohen, V'hivih et korbana alea, he bring korban for his wife, Asirit ha'efa, kemach, seorim, barley. Come the Mishnah and say, paragraph 10, kemach seorim, yes, the Mishnah say, kol ha'menachot, second line, באות מן החיטין, וזו באה מן השעורים. Why זו באה מן השעורים? It's less line. רבן גמליאל אומר, if you can put line, כשם שמעשה המעשה בהמה, כך קורבנה מאכל בהמה. The food reflection the condition of us. If it's מאכל בהמה, we stay in same level of בהמה. If it's מאכל אדם, priyaetz, we stay in the right level. Now, after we understand we similar to tree, and we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us b'tzelem Elokim, is mean tzelem b'gimat yaetz, and every tree is our mirror to growing and to make fruit all the time, never stop to make fruit, to build, to create. Now we continue and we will see every tree have three parts. Root, trunk, and fruit. In Avodat Hashem, we have three parts. Tfila, Torah, mitzvot u'ma'asim tovim. Tfila, parallel to the root. Because through tfila, we really come more close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah, parallel to the trunk. Because the pillar of the life is Torah. Fruit, parallel to mitzvot ומעשים טובים. This what we do with the Torah and tefillah, what we have. From this reason the Torah tells us ki האדם עץ השדה. The Torah don't tell us ki האדם שורש השדה, root השדה. Ki האדם גזע זה טרנק השדה, או fruit. Ki האדם עץ. We need to have all these three parts in our life. Yes, no question. Sometimes we have more time to learn, sometimes we have more time to daven, sometimes we have more time to make mitzvot u'ma'asim tovim. The time between one part to the other change all the time in our life. But we need to hold all this part in our life. For this reason, every morning, before we mekabel ol malchut shamayim, what we say in paragraph 11, v'aher eneinu betoratecha, this is the trunk, v'dabek libeinu b'mitzvotecha, this is the fruit, ויחד לבבינו, to come close to הקדוש ברוך הוא לאהבה ולראה את שמך, this is the תפילה. If we have this, למה לא נבוש ולא ניקלם ולא ניקשל לעולם ועד. What is guarantee for us? לא נבוש, לא ניקלם, לא ניקשל. If we really from time to time we check our root, our trunk and our foot. Our תפילה, our Torah, and our mitzvot u'ma'asim tovim. And this is exactly what we find also when we finish the tefillah, before we go outside to our day. What we find in paragraph 12, in Uval Etzion, Baruch Elokeinu shebranu lichvodo, v'yivdilanu min hatoim, v'natan lanu torat emet, v'chayei olam nata betocheinu. Chayei olam, life for good, nata betocheinu. Torah is netiyah. And what happened? How? והוא יפתח ליבנו בתורתו. Again, this is a trunk. וישם בליבנו אהבתו ויראתו. This is the root. לעשות רצונו. This is what? The fruit. And what? The guarantee after all this tree. למען לא ניגל הריק ולא נלד לבעלה. In this way, לא ניגל הריק is mean, we will make fruit. ולא נלד לבעלה, we will make fruit. We will build other generation. We will build any other thing in his life. And we will succeed. Why? Because from time to time we check our root, trunk, and fruit. Now, after we explain this, how the tree represent the three parts in Avodat Hashem, what we need to do, we'll continue. And I want to show you something. Pilei Pleim. When we look, I give here a few examples, but I can give over 30 examples. Every time, when we start something, privately, or in the world, Am Israel, every beginning start with three beside the beginning of something. For example, number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world. What he do immediately in the beginning? Vayita Hashem gan be'eden. Number one, itasek b'mata tchila. Number two, Noach, start new world. Vayita, Karen. He have only one mistake, he picks the wrong tree. But he understand, he need to start world to plan what? Tree. Avraham Avinu, Vayita Esh. Yaakov Avinu, night, before he leave Eretz Israel. He spent the night in Be'er Sheva. Why? What he do in Be'er Sheva, Chazal tells us, he cut from the tree what Avraham Avinu planned. He give to every one of his children, and he say to them, children, kinderlach, when you land in Egypt, and you find your place, please plant this tree, or in your front yard, or in the backyard. We continue on, weiter. We read in the parsha. Yesterday, with this parasha, every year, close to Tu Bishvat. Am Israel, after Kriyat Yamsuf, had problem with water, they complain, Kodesh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Pasuk Afei, said, certain paragraph, Vayitzak el Hashem, Vayoreu Hashem, Etz, Vayashlech el Amayim. When we start to come nation, first time, after Kriyat Yamsuf, we really feel Bnei Choirim, how our creation start with Vayore Hashem, Etz, Vayashlech el Amayim. We'll continue. The Gemara tells us, Masechet Gittin, when Ima have baby boy or baby girl, and Ima feel, Baruch Hashem, better. After she give birth, she go with Abba together to the backyard or to the farm yard and the plant tree. One tree from the boy, other tree for the girl. When the children growing, and the time of the wedding of the children take place, Ima and Abba take the boy or the girl, they go together to the backyard, front yard, and they cut few pieces from the tree, and they make from this what? The stick for the chupa. Hine, Gemara, paragraph 14. Ave naige, ki ave mityaled yenuka. When baby boy born, shat le'arza. Parents plan some kind of tree. Yenukta, baby girl, shat le'turnita. Vechi ave min sebei. When the time of the wedding take place, Kaitzilu ve'avdu ganena. They cut this and they make from this the chupe. Beginning of the life, we plant tree. Beginning of the new life, time of marriage, we plant also tree. In the geula atida, in the end of the days, paragraph 15. Vayidvar Hashem elai le'emor, ve'ata ben adam, Yechezkel Hanavi tells us, kach lecha etz echad, וכתוב עליו ליהודה ולבני ישראל חברו, חבריו, ולקח עץ אחד, וכתוב עליו ליוסף, עץ אפרים וכל בית ישראל, חבריו, וקרב אותם אחד אל אחד, לך לעץ אחד, והיו לאחדים בידיך. How? קדוש ברוך הוא say to יחזקאל about the end of the days, He gave him example with what? To take two trees to bring them together. As we see, tree going with us all the time. Moreover, we see the Gemara, famous Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit. Two friends. Everyone need to go to his way. Everyone say to each other, before we leave, maybe we'll give brocha to each other. Yes. And what kind of brocha everyone give to each other? Ilan, ilan. Vameh avarechecha. Perotecha metukim. Amat amayim uveret achtecha. Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit, paragraph 16. Ke'av mikter im yadadi. Amre lelevar chen mar. For the leaf from each other, give us brocha. אמר לי, המשלך המשל, למה הדבר דומה? לאדם שהולך במדבר, והיה רעב, ועייף, וצמא, הוא מצא אילן שפירותיו מתוקים, וצילון האה, ועמת המים עוברת תחתיו. It's unbelievable, פירותיו מתוקים, זה פרוט. צילון האה is mean, is strong trunk, because he have a lot branch. ועמת המים עוברת תחתיו, he have a צעירות. אכל מפירותיו, שתה ממימיו, ישב בצילו, כשביקש ללך, אמר לעינה לילן במאה ורכך. אם אמר לך שיהיו פירותיך מתוקים, הרי פירותיך מתוקים, שיהיה צלחן הארץ, צלחן האה. שתהיה אמת המים עוברת תחתיך, הרי אמת המים עוברת תחתיך. אלא ירוצן, שכל נטיות שנוטים ממך, יהיו כמותך. אף אתה במאה ורכך. אם בתורה התורה, אם באושר אושר, אם בבנים הרי בנים, אלא יהי רצון שיהיו צאצאי מאיך כמותך. Unbelievable. Every place when we move and we see something new what start, what we find beside? Tree. Why? Because every time in our life when we start something, it's no difference what. We really start with ambition, motivation, passion. We really a lot of energy. But what happened after a week, or months, or maybe three or four, or five? Regulation. We miss some from the motivation what we have in the beginning. We miss some from the ambition because now it's not new. It's day after day, exactly the same. Come the Torah and come Chazal and teach us. If we really want to keep same ambition, same motivation, we need to have every time when we start something, tree beside us. Because this tree will remember us. The real life is tefillah, Torah, mitzvot u'ma'asim tovim. This, lemaise, motivate us and push us to build and create. If this is the center in our life, everything what we do around, everything what we do around, come great. Why? Because what is unique about Torah, Tefillah, and Ma'asi Tovim, what we really not find about any other field? What? The process is part from the goal. Is not way to come to the goal. And to make this more clear, every time when we make Siyum of any Masechet, what we say? Anu Amelim ve'em Amelim. Anu Amelim u'mekablim Sachar, והם המילים ואינם מקבלים שכר. What is mean? Why is he not מקבל שכר? Somebody go work in the business, he don't get שכר? No, in any secular field, the price what you get, what you show in the end. We not care about the process. Torah, every learning, every limud. You start to learn Tosfot. You start to learn something. You learn 1 hour. You not understand anything after 1 hour. You start again. But this 1 hour is not worth your time. Anu amelim u'mekablim sachar. Because Jewish life, the process is part from the goal. It's not only way to come to the goal. Now we understand why tomorrow morning when we're going outside in Eretz Israel and we see the beginning of the new fruit. We see the beginning of the new fruit. How we celebrate this? With fruit. Seder Tu Bishvat. Why? This is not the right time, we ask. The right time to celebrate with fruit in the summer. No. This is exactly the right time. To show in our life the beginning is part of the goal. We celebrate with the beginning of the fruit. Exactly same. Kilu. We have now completely all the fruit ready. Because this is Jewish life, part of the process. The process is part of the goal. It's not way to come to the goal. This is unique about Tu Bishvat, about Yiddishkeit. And to have this kind of perspective in our life, we need to connect ourselves, Tfilah, Torah, Mitzvot u'Maasim Tovim. Sometimes, small mitzvah, what we really not care, we really not recognize this big deal. This exactly what changed everything. Because by our life, everything is different from any other nation and any other religion. This, what Chazal comes and tells us, the goal of Eretz Israel is not only Va'alinu letucha v'samchinu b'inyana, not only this, v'nochal mipiriyah. Everyone needs to plan himself in the place what he really can make fruit. Everyone needs to plant himself. We talk about the person. Ki Adam etz asadeh, ki tavoy el haaretz unetaten koletz. Plant yourself in the place, in the field, what you really can make a lot of fruit. What you really can bring a lot of kvot shamayim. This is what we say every Shabbos in Musaf. Vetitainu bigvuleinu. What does it mean, vetitainu bigvuleinu? I am three. Yes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, plant me in the place. We ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what I really can make a lot of fruit. What you can make a lot of fruit. Because some tree need aklim of Golan. Some tree need aklim of the Negev. Some tree need aklim of the desert. Some tree need aklim of the other aklim. Yes. Every tree need his aklim. Exactly the same every person. From some person, it's great to live in Zeir. Some person for him in far, in kibbutz, in moshav. Everyone need to find what is nature and to find the place what he can growing and make fruit. This is min ve'alinu letocha. This is min ve'samcheinu bebinyana. Because the goal of all the avoide of binyan bet hamikdash, binyan eretz Yisrael, this can take place only if everyone really recognize where is exactly the place what he can bring kvot shamayim, what he can make fruit and fruit. And from this reason we find also something unbelievable. When we're going to eat all the fruit of Shiva Saminim in Tu Bishvat, it's a minhag to do, is, you know, we cannot pick any kind of fruit from Shiva Saminim what we want immediately and to eat. We have a priority. What comes first, what comes second, third, fourth, and fifth. How we know what first fruit we need to eat, and second, is every fruit what close to the word Eretz come first. Eretz chita seora, gefen, teena, verimon. Gefen, teena, verimon. Eretz, zeit, shemen, udvash. Is zeit come first. After Zayit, we have date, Tamar. After this, we have Gefen. We have Tena. And we have what? Rimon. This is the way how we eat the fruit. What stays behind this? Seder. Unbelievable. When you look at the Zayit, most of the time, when we eat Zayit, how we eat the Zayit? We hold the Zayit in our hand. We put this with our fingers to our mouth because we want to eat only the zayit, and immediately to take out the seed because the seed is mar, bitter. Yes, we take this out. We move to the teena. Teena is very sweet. We move to the day, to the tamar. Tamar is very sweet. Tamar is very sweet. Is we take all the tamar, we put in our mouth, and sometimes we keep also in our tongue the seed. For other minute, because it's sweet, and it can stay in our mouth. Yes. After this, we take this out. We move to the Gefen. What happened in the Gefen? Sometimes we eat all the grape with the seed, if it's a small seed. Sometimes if the seed is big, we take out the seed outside. We move to the Teena. Teena, we cannot divide between the seed and the fruit, because it's so small. It's with everything. We come to the Rimon, we eat only the seed. Only the seed. Is what in the beginning, we have seed, what we really hold is in our hand, and we know, we shake the head to take the humidity outside. We eat only the food because it's so bitter. Step by step, the seed himself change and come very sweet. It means this what Rish Lakish come and say to us, אפילו פושעים שבישראל מלאים מצוות כרימון. Yes, because sometimes from the outside is look very bad. Not shaykh, not relate. But inside is very sweet. We need time to take out all the cover, what cover from outside, we see what is inside. This is the Tu B'Shvat. When we believe in our life, in the Jewish life, the process is part from the goal. It's not a way to come to the goal. It's part from the goal. This is the reason why we celebrate the beginning of the new fruit. Tu B'Shvat, we see only the beginning. How? With celebration with fruit. Because Anu Amelim, the Amelus, is part from the goal of Mekablim Sachar. Em Amelim, Ben Amekablim Sachar. Because it's only way to come to the goal. Now, after we explain this, we understand when Am Yisrael go out from Egypt and stay in Mara, and they have a question, they complain against the Kodosh Baruch Hu about the water. And this really, I not understand. What happened? Am Yisrael go from Egypt. Before they go from Egypt, full week, they're very busy, very busy, to collect all the jewelries, all the בגדים, ושאלה אישה משכנתה או מגרעת ביתה, כלי כסף, כלי זהב, סמלות. They have everything. They come to Kriyas Yamsuf, they take double what they take from Egypt. When the Torah tells us, ואחרי כן יצאו ברכוש גדול, רכוש גדול is not what we understand. רכוש גדול is what the Torah understands. It's really רכוש גדול. It's why when the first time, when they walk in the desert, I understand in the first day after Kriyat Yam Suf, second day after Kriyat Yam Suf, still they have mineral water, May Eden, May Nilus, what they take from Egypt. I understand they have what to drink. But what happened after 3 days? They don't see water. They come to place, the water is very bitter. What they need to do? What we will do if we will stay in this condition? Probably, we say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Arav Moshe, with all the respect, we have so much appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the miracles what He make to us. It's mamesh pilei pleiim givaldik. But now we have some problem. We not have water. What we need to do? Maybe we need to daven. Maybe you will teach us what to daven. This is the way how we need to talk to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why immediately we complain? Why immediately we say to Moshe Rabbeinu, why? What going here? How we can stay in this situation? Why we not talk to him? First time, I understand, after 20 years in the desert. I understand, you see desert day after day. Sometimes you blow up. Good. Good's not good. But it happened. But why immediately now? You know why? What's the Pasuk say in paragraph 18? What's the Pasuk say? Vayavoy marata, Pasuk of Gimel. Velo yachlu lishtot mayim mimara, ki marim em. What does it mean, marim hem? The water is very marim. No. Ki marim hem. Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael have everything. Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them rechush gadol. But they feel empty. They feel they miss something. As the Gemara says in Masechet Bava Kama Daf Pei Bet, וילכו שלושת ימים במדבר ולא מצאו מים. אין מים אלא תורה. שנאמר, אוי כל צמא לכו למים. After the walk 3 days, כיוון שהלכו 3 ימים, נילו, זה פיל אמפי. עמדו נביאים, הוא איז נביאים, משה, אהרון ומרים, ותקנו שיהיו קוראים בתורה בשני, מפסיקים שלישי ורביעי, קוראים חמישי, מפסיקים שישי, קוראים שבת, מפסיקים ראשון, כדי שלא יישו 3 ימים בלא תורה. Unbelievable. One, what is mean מפסיקים? Why מפסיקים? תקנו להם שיהיו קוראים בתורה שני, חמישי, שבס, דן. Why mafsikim? Shlishi berevi. Because Moshe, Aaron and Miriam recognize the reason why Am Yisrael complain is not because they have problem with water. Because they have something. They feel empty. they feel something, they're not satisfied, they're not happy. And this feeling come outside in the wrong way. The reaction of this feeling is they complain about the water. But the real reason is they don't have any spirituality. They don't have a little bit Torah. And they complain. And Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron and Miriam recognize. And they give them immediately few mitzvot. Sham samlo. Chok ha-mishpat. They get few mitzvot in Mara. And what takana they say? Shiyu korim ba-Torah sheni. Mafsikim. Shlishi. What do you mafsikim? Sometimes in their life, really, people cannot learn. You're busy in your work. You're really busy. You cannot open book. But remember, if you cannot open book, you mafsik. No more from 2 days. Mafsikim, shlishi v'revi, but not chamishi. Because if you stop 3 days completely from Torah, 3 days, you will again feel what? Empty. You feel upset. And you will come angry. And you will react. You feel it in wrong way. And you don't understand why. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu teaches him. Shiyu korim b'Torah. Because, and this is the reason why I also say, Vayoreh Hashem etz v'yashlech el ha-mayim. Plant tree to the water. Because tree have three parts, root, trunk, and fruit. Root, tefillah, trunk, Torah, and fruit, mitzvot u'ma'asim tovim. If you have this in your life, you can go and make fruit, and fruit, and fruit all the time. And this is the reason also, immediately after Mara, the Torah tells us, Parug of 18, Pasuk of Zayin, Vayavoa Elima, Visham 12 Reinot Maim, Vishivim Tumarim, Vayachanu Shama Lamaim. The next place is Elima. What happened in Elima? They find 70 tmarim. What is important for us? Torah is for good forever, every minute. Torah is not history book. Torah is not to give us chavilat tiyur, you know, to go to Florida, tmarim, mechmeisvos. What is mean 70 tmarim? And look how it's important, because the Torah mentions this again in Parashat Masei. When Am Yisrael traveled from one place to another place, Vayisu Vayachanu, Vayisu Vayachanu, Pasuk Tet, פרוגת 19, וייסו ממרה ויבוא אלימה, ובעלים 12 ענות מים הגן ו-70 תמרים, ויחנו שם. ויחנו שם. 70 תמרים ויחנו. Why is it to be the Torah says this again? It's when it's important. You know, because what is Tamar? Every tree has the name of the fruit. עץ תפוזים, עץ אשכוליות, עץ קלמנטינות, עץ רימונים, עץ תאנים. The tree of Tamar, Tamar, the name of the tree is different. What is the name of the tree? Dekel. The fruit is tamar, but the name of the tree is not etz tamar. It's not right in Hebrew, it's etz dekel. It's different. Why? Because tamar is very bitter tree. Etz mar meod. And what comes out from the tamar? Very sweet fruit. What comes from the dekel? Very sweet fruit, the tamar. Because this is exactly also Eretz Israel. Eretz zavat chalav udvash. O dvash sheba mi'advora, taor mitame. O dvash what come from the tamar, from the dekel. Matok mimar. Is this what Tu Bishvat come and teach us? If we understand the inside of all the celebration around the tree with the fruit what we eat is the maise to teach us every tree is our mirror. Every tree have three parts, what we say before, root, trunk, and fruit, what represent tefillah, Torah, mitzvot u'ma'asim tovim, this give us the opportunity to growing in the right way with healthy root and strong trunk and sweet fruit and to marbe kvod shamayim. And what we can say after this to each other is, ilan ilan b'me avarechecha, פירותיך המתוקים, אמת המים עוברת תחתיך, הצלחה נאה, אלא שכל פירות שיוצאים ממך, יהיו כמותך. And this is the goal of all ארץ ישראל, ונוכל מפירייה. To plan ourselves is a way, what we really can make fruit and fruit, and to מרבה כבוד שמיים, מעתה ועד עולם. שכוח.